All right, welcome back to another motherfucking podcast with your boy. All right, let's go. Let's run it. Today's going to be a very interesting topic. By the title, you can tell that I'm talking about marijuana. I feel like a full-on stoner. Like, it's funny because, like, I literally have no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to weed. Like, yesterday night was the first day I ever went into a dispensary, and I was fucking full-blown mind fucked. I was like, holy shit, this is nowhere near what I expected. I'm not gonna lie, I low-key pictured on some drug dealer shit where it's like so sketchy. Go inside and everyone's like looking at you and you like do this like super quick. But it was like, bro, it was actually so chill and I really liked it. It was tight as fuck. Like, first of all, security, because I only seen it from the outside, because I mean, obviously I've always been around. Oh yeah, quick little side note, I don't really smoke that much, and I'm like not really a stoner, and I actually just started smoking. But I always been around it, so all my friends have always went to dispensaries like and shit, and I just be outside. I don't ever go inside. And from the outside, it just looks like this little fucking big ass building, like this factory looking shit, and with the fucking big ass security outside looking fucking scary as fuck. So I pictured in there, it's like, get your fucking shit, like get the fuck out. That's what I pictured. I go inside and it just looks so like urbanized, like crazy. Like my homie Christian, he was like, yeah, it looks like a fucking urbanized coffee shop but with fucking weed. And I was like, what the fuck? And I went inside and it's literally that. It looked like a whole ass coffee shop in there. And like, it looked fucking tight. But and then the people were like so sweet, they were so nice. Like, it was like, what the fuck? It was like, but I actually ended up paying a little more than I wanted to. And I know that's how they fucking get you. They get these sweet girls to work there so they can really, like, fucking fuck you up. And especially me and Christian, we both don't really know what the hell we're doing. Like, Christian kind of is on the... definitely smokes a little more than me. Definitely a lot more than me. But he's kind of new to it, too. Like, we don't really know what we're doing yet. But that's what we went in there. And then we kind of got skimped out. But it's kind of worth it. It was a fun experience, and that was just yesterday, my first time ever, and I'm fucking 23 years old, my first time in the dispensary. That's fucking embarrassing, but I'm so happy that I waited so long to even try, because me personally, I don't smoke every day. I haven't been like that. Like, I started smoking ish like 6 months ago ish like nah maybe like 8 months, I feel like, the first time I smoked again, because bro, I didn't smoke for like 7 years straight. Like, dude, I think even more than that, like a long ass time. And I never, ever even tried it again. But I'm so happy I did, because like, it didn't really hit me the way that it hit me when I tried it when I was like 15 or whatever, like 17 or however old I was. It hit me so much better. And I'm so glad that I waited, because I feel like it hits me like this because I waited. And also, I only smoke like, because I mean, before like yesterday, I didn't smoke for like a good like month. Like, I'm telling you, I do not smoke like that. And yesterday I bought so much weed, which is fucking retarded. Like, I'm telling you, I went in the dispensary and I kind of just completely like blanked out, and I was like, yeah, I'll buy that. Like, why the fuck would I buy that much weed if I do not smoke? But I'm kind of starting to use weed as a way to enhance myself, like something like, I kind of don't use it to relax, because if you ever have smoked with me, you know that when I smoke weed, I do not relax at all. I do not get relaxed. I get fucking straight amped up and energized, which is fucking stupid. Even if I smoke indica, like literally, me and Christian smoked indica last night, and I was just so fucking up and like energized. That's fucking indica. I remember being high as fuck, like dancing at the beach, and then I was like, hey, this shit ain't no indica. This shit don't fucking, like, it's the same thing to me. Like, it's crazy. So whenever I feel like I smoke weed, I'm always like, I use it, and then me personally, I only smoke at the end of the day when I'm done with all my work. I have yet to ever smoke in the daytime. Definitely in the morning, I've never done that. Maybe one day when I'm feeling like I'm there or whatever. But it's just, the thing is that when I get high, I get high as fuck, and I cannot function, and I can't do absolutely shit. Like, literally, I've never been like high where I can like be functional. If I need to go edit and stuff, because I hear people be like, yeah, I smoke and then I go edit my videos, or I smoke and then I do this. And I'm like, how the fuck? Because obviously my tolerance is so fucking low, so I'm like a little pussy. So I smoke one fucking joint and I'm like faded, like, to the max. Like, if I just fucking did some hardcore drugs on some heroin shit. But I just, all I did was smoke a little bit of weed, and I get, like, super, super high. So I can't actually, like, function. So that's why I do not do it in the day. And like, I'll feel like shit if I just, like, don't get my work done and I'm just over here smoking. Like, that's just nowhere near where I want to be at. So 100%, if I ever get to that period where I just, like, I'm smoking and not getting my stuff done, or it's really affecting me, and then I think I'll know when to stop. Like, I feel like I can control it, especially because I'm telling you, I do not smoke every day, hardly ever, even once a week. But who knows? Like, I might become a full-blown stoner. That's okay if I can, like, fucking, because I know a lot of, like, stoners that be on some successful shit that really be working while they high and shit. Like, hope, I kind of don't want to get there, but if it happens, like, fuck it, whatever. I mean, we'll see. But to me, like, smoking is actually really tight, because I'm not gonna lie, when I was younger, I would definitely judge it, because I mean, come on, the stereotype about smoking and the people that I seen that was smoking and the shit that they were doing, like, it was not a good thing. So I definitely understand why people have that stereotypical, like, yo, I don't want to smoke because it's bad, or it's, like, terrible. Like, and I think it's different for every person, because some of my homies, like, get paranoid when they smoke. Like, shout out my nigga Alan, but he don't ever smoke with us no more, because he used to get paranoid and, like, just, like, be, like, on some, like, fucking, like, on some paranoid shit. And if I ever got paranoid when I smoke, I mean, I kind of do-ish, but then I'll just be like, oh, I'm high, and then I'm able to control it. But if I got, like, if I didn't get the high that I get, and I was just on some paranoid shit, like, I mean, I wouldn't want to feel like that either, you know? Like, it's different for everybody. And I feel like, to me, it hits me, like, perfect, bro. It's like literally perfect, and that's why I keep on doing it, because, like, it makes me feel good at the end of the day. I'm done with all my work, and it just helps me, like, and it just, like, helps, it just vibe with your homies, and it's literally it. Like, I'm telling you, yesterday we had the speaker on, we were at the beach fucking, like, 10 p.m just having a great time, ate a lot. That's, like, the only thing I hate about smoking. That's definitely, like, the worst thing, is that I fucking go home, we go somewhere and we eat so fucking much, and I'm just like, I wake up the next day, I'm like, why did I eat so much? Like, I did not have to eat all that. Yesterday I ate 3 of these little, like, chicken wrap shits, 3. And I had 2 orders from Cinnabon, fucking some balls of cinnamon that was, like, disgusting. And they came in, like, 5. And I got 2 of them. So I ate 10 of those from Del Taco. And I ate 3 of the goddamn chicken wraps, bro. And I was still hungry. Like, literally, like, that's the only thing I have to work on. Like, because I'm already on I'm trying to fucking eat better. I'm trying to, like, lose some weight. And but the only thing is, like, when I smoke weed, I fuck up. That's the only part. That's the only thing. Once I get that down, this shit's gonna be great. Because I gotta stop eating like a motherfucking dumbass. I literally remember telling my homies, like, yo, I'm sober right now. I'm telling you right now, in about an hour, I am going to be bitching at you. Like, let's go eat. And then you're going to tell me something. And I'm going to try and convince you that I'm actually that fucking hungry. And, like, please do not let me convince you that I'm that hungry, that I need to eat that much. And it's just kind of, like, impossible. Because I try and tell them, and it's like, I'm pretty persuasive, bro. And especially when I'm high, I'm trying to eat. I'm like, bro, trust. Like, I'm like, yo, we could. And I'd be saying all this shit just so we can go get something to eat. And it's like, damn, man, that shit's so annoying. Cause, like, I'm telling you, I'm trying to lose some weight, and smoking weed's cool. But when I fucking eat, like, fucking 1,000 calories right after I smoke, like, that shit is not it, bro. It is not it. But it also does have its, like, perks, though. 100%. Like, what I really, really love doing is reviewing my YouTube videos and other stuff, like, evaluating shit when I'm high, because, like, bro, it makes you think in a whole different perspective than you ever would have if you were sober, which is really cool. Wait, real quick. If you are under 21, do not, like, do it. Like, don't do it, bro. I know for 5 years are probably already smoking, bro. It's so normal nowadays. But please, bro, I'm telling you right now, it's so much better when you wait, when your fucking brain is a little more developed, and you have a great time. Anyways, don't smoke, bro. Going back, it's like really cool to, like, evaluate like different shit while you're high. It's like it makes you think about it in a whole different way. Because I remember, and I always tell my friends about this, is like there was a certain video that I did not like, and I kept on one of my videos that I didn't like, that it was like it was really good, like I thought it was good, like a lot of things went down, it was very interesting, but for some reason I kept on losing my attention span on that video. And I'm someone that actually does like analyze my shit, and I want to see like how can I improve or what can I do better or whatever. So I watched that video so many times sober, right? Like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like, I'm not too sure. And it's crazy because, like, I literally watched that video when I was high, and instantly I knew exactly what was wrong with it. And it was, like, so obvious, but I never looked at it in that way. So I improved on those little things that I knew that were wrong because I figured it out when I was high. So it's like, that's just so sick. And there's like so many other scenarios where I just think about it when I'm high and then I just execute when I'm sober. And it's like this, that's like the best part about it. And obviously, like just like vibing with the homies, bro. It's like, come on, you just can't beat that. We already vibe. Like, don't get me wrong, I don't need weed or anything. Like, I don't need it to like to have a great time or anything, but like here and there is like, it's pretty cool. I'm definitely glad I waited, because I wouldn't want to like grow, because a lot of people like got too deep in it, and that's kind of where I don't want to be. I don't want to be like full-blown pothead, but like as long as I get all my shit done, that's what really matters to me, because I do not want to be one of those motherfuckers that smoke weed and just sit there and not do shit. But there's absolutely no way I'm getting there, because I got that mindset, and I just use it for different ways. But we'll see. You guys will be updated with my little weed journey. It's so funny because like to me it's just such a fucking big deal that I'm smoking weed, and it's, everybody is like, bro, like I've been smoking since I was 10. I'm like, congrats, motherfucker. But yeah, it's just, anyways, I'm gonna end up the podcast here, because I'm trying to do a different little style. Usually I would aim for like 30 to 40 minute podcast, but now I'm gonna try and upload four a week, which will be great. I'm just saying shit, but hopefully that's what I'm working on. Because just like in my last podcast, I was talking about like how to keep your energy flowing and like, you know, get that full experience of the day. I like to do a lot of little tasks. And right now I'm recording this in the morning right before I get my day started. And I just took a shower. I'm drying my hair. So as I'm drying my hair, I'm just recording a little quick podcast, bro. So anyways, if you guys enjoyed this, have a great motherfucking day. I love y'all motherfuckers, especially you guys are really fucking with my podcast, bro. I'm really enjoying making these. So, oh yeah, and also, real quick before I end it, you guys want to hear anything, specific topics you guys want to talk about, let me know, and I'll do it. All right, let's get it. Peace out. Have a good day.